Residents in the city of Tshwane being urged to use water sparingly to prevent reservoirs from running dry, and that's because Rand Water has begun implementing a four-day planned shutdown. So six municipalities, including Tshwane and Joburg, are being informed that the supply is going to be interrupted for technicians to conduct a tie-in of a new pipeline. So a 53-hour shutdown expected. Daryl Johnston is Tshwane's Utility Services MMC. MMC, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. Tell us exactly what's happening here.
Hi, Mandy. Yes, the Rand Water has instituted work that they need to do on the S4 pipeline to tie in. And this has been planned for some time in advance. We have communicated that to residents. It is indeed a 53-hour shutdown, which is spans over 3 days. So it started at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon and is expected to go through until 10 o'clock on Saturday evening.
So which areas exactly are going to be affected here, just so people know how to prepare?
So in Tshwane, it is primarily the eastern side of Tshwane, and then that swings over to parts of the north that include Montana, etc.
Okay, and we're expecting a 53-hour shutdown. I imagine the city will be sending out tankers and that kind of alternative water supply.
Yes, so we've made all necessary provisions in terms of this and mitigation operations as well that the teams have put in place. And there's a full plan. Fortunately, we learned from the unscheduled shutdown in February, and so that has put us in a position where we have been able to plan accordingly for this and allocate tankers where necessary, high-lying areas and vulnerable areas primarily to start with.
Daryl, thank you very much. Daryl Johnston is the MMC for Tshwane's Utility Services there, telling us about that. So if you're a resident of Tshwane, you are going to be affected by this 53-hour shutdown planned to run from yesterday until 10 o'clock on Sunday night.